treasured words. I don't know how many times I've heard the story of the babe of Bethlehem and heard about the shepherds and the angels and the whole story unfolding before our eyes, either in a children's pageant or a grown-up pageant or a cantata with full choir and bells ringing. It never gets old. It is a treasured story with treasured words of hope. And I don't know how many of you have treasured words in your lives. I think one of my favorite treasured words were, it's a boy. When Wes was born. Or that treasured word that my husband gave me at an altar when he said, I do. Or the treasured words that were my father's. Some of you are never going to know this reference because you're way too young. But one of the first instant messaging was ICQ. I seek you, but they spelled it ICQ. We were in Okinawa, Japan, and Dad was a bit of a computer geek, and he would ICQ me. And we would talk and chat over the internet. Well, after he passed, I got that recording of his voice. And those words were so treasured to me because it was not only his words, but they were his voice. Now, the computer has long since died, so I've lost those words, but I haven't lost the treasured moment. And the reason we're gathered here and about to receive Holy Communion and all the candles are lit and you're sitting in the dark and you're wondering, why won't she turn the lights on? It's because it's that holy night with those treasured words, because God has loved us enough to send his son as a babe in Bethlehem. And we gather as the body of Christ to remember those treasured words. We can ponder them in our hearts and allow them to grow in our hearts so that the words, the media is full of words. We get words thrown at us every day. But what if we allow the words of the scriptures, like the babe of Bethlehem, to grow inside of us so that the outside words no longer have any authority. But the only word that has authority in our lives and in our hearts is the word of God and the promise that God made to us through his son, Jesus Christ, that he would love us and never forsake us. And that hope and love will win. And that there is nothing we can do that will separate us from the love of God. And if you've ever held a baby, whether it's a human one, or whether it's a feathered one, or whether it's a furry one, you know the gift of innocence that is a baby. And to think that helpless baby was the king of all creation. And that God loved us enough to trust us, to trust Mary and Joseph with the gift of that baby. And how treasured were those words that were given to the shepherds? Rejoice! Emmanuel, God with us. So, I don't know how many of you have family traditions on Christmas Eve. But my family tradition is we will go home from this with these treasured words and read a story that has more treasured words for us about the Star of Bethlehem. So this day, as we gather at this table, you're not going to hear the familiar words of the great Thanksgiving. They will be different words. But maybe the new words can be treasured in your hearts.